Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are many misunderstandings about channeling in general, and perhaps this is the first one you've heard. If you looked at it perhaps from a three-dimensional perspective, you have something that's odd and strange, a human being, you are told, would suddenly be possessed by some kind of entity or energy, and out would come information, disjointed ways. Does it sound disjointed to you? My partner has stepped aside completely. Now he's listening. I'll tell you, this is not strange and it's not odd. This is available to any human being on Earth. It's not even a gift. It's something that you're born with. For all of the masters have told you that God is inside you, that you carry the very seeds of divinity. The Master Christ even said, "You are all the sons of God." That means you have the biology of the Creator. Shouldn't you be able to then communicate to that which is you? But in this energy, it does not suit you to understand it. I have spoken of the percentage of the DNA which is working in the human being, and it's simply not high enough at the moment for this to be intuitive. You know what is intuitive? When you are born, you know there is a higher power. 85% or more of this planet believes in the afterlife. By admission of those organizations they belong to and worship within. It is intuitive to know that you continue after corporeal death, and yet it is not intuitive to get in touch with that which is God inside you. And so many who would be listening to this channel have had to work at that belief in order for you to get here and consider it. And it's the consideration of this that makes you who you are. For you don't just get into communication with God inside, you become what it is. Your personality changes, your biology changes, your lifespan changes. An angry human being who is angry all their lives will die early from anger. A compassionate human being who is slow to anger and sees God in others will live a longer lifetime because of that. That's 3D corporeal information that has to do with the chemistry of anger. It kills you. The masters lived a long time. The ones who had natural lifespan in biblical days lived many years. Their DNA, far higher than yours. And the result was longer life, more energy, a compassionate spirit. These are the things that we have taught for 25 years. They are the basics of spiritual thought. They do not depend upon a prophet except the one inside you. They do not depend upon a doctrine except the one you were born with. They give the invitation to look around, and if you choose a prophet because it is more convenient, then do it. If you choose a doctrine because it's easier, then do it. For you'll find the love of God in all of them, and the message will be similar. You have God inside. And so this is not unique or specific to Cryon. It's unique to humans. And more are starting to realize that they are self-sufficient spiritually. That humans were not put here to be victims, to suffer. And that so much of that is put upon them by other humans to control them. It's the invitation, is it not, to break out of the old paradigm. Now, I speak mostly to those who would say, I broke out of that paradigm years ago. And I will say to you, and now there is a new one to break out of. Whatever you have been doing, dear one, you're going to be doing it differently. And we've given channel after channel as to what it means, how it works, what it looks like. The next channel I'm going to give in a few hours to you, in a moment to me, will be what the greatest fears are of the light worker on the planet right now. What is really truly happening. The pitfalls that would make you give up. If you know the truth, what is going on the planet and the recalibration that is at hand, it will make sense to you and you'll hold on. If you don't know, there will be a tendency to wash your hands of all of it. What are you feeling right now? Is it possible that this is real? A message from the other side of the veil, from an energy that knows who you are, your name, your life. Is it possible? More than possible, dear ones, I want you to drop into your core with me right now and see me. For I am many. I represent the soup of all that is. I am inside each one of you, not just the man on stage. I represent the creative source of all that is. All of the planets in this galaxy have had the same creative source, and they know me too. I am not Cryon at this moment. I represent the great creative source. I have no name, for I am many. And this is you, available to you, part of you. I want you to know that when you leave the building or you stop listening to this channel and you go about your business, nothing changes for us. We are still with you to hold your hand, so that you can be completely and totally spiritually independent, never alone, never in need of another soul around you unless you want it. That is the love of God. Every master knew it. You could see it in their eyes. They were content, were they not? And you could see the love of God in them. Most of them walked the earth alone. How do they do that? That's the invitation. It's not that hard when you realize what is there. The new human on planet Earth will begin realizing this sooner than the old human did. The young people will start seeing it earlier. They may not assign it with the same verbiage as I just gave. Instead, it will be intuitive and innate to treat others like you would treat yourself. That the secret to peace on earth is bringing things together and not separating them. That the secret of this planet's survival lies in creating life and not death. Intuitive. A whole generation starting to be born that is different from the old one who looked at the planet and saw survival and war as the same thing. And that, my dear ones, is what is changing. You will see. That is all for now. Don't close the door when I say, and so it is. Don't close the door. And so it is.